This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A special pilot program is going on in several counties throughout the state of Illinois this year that allows the opportunity for colon cancer screening along with your annual flu shot. We thought we'd talk about this Flu Fit program with Michelle McLernan of the Jackson County Health Department. She's Director of Health Education, and Caleb Nehring with the American Cancer Society. Thank you both for coming in.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
When we talk about colon cancer screening, a lot of people think colonoscopy. That's, as Caleb, you've said so many times, it's the gold standard. But when you talk about a colon cancer screening with a flu shot, what's going on here?
What's unique about the take-home stool test, or FOBT, fecal occult blood test, or an FIT, fecal immunochemical test, this test can be done in the privacy of your own home. There is a lot less cost involved, and for whatever reason, there are many barriers for some individuals to get colonoscopy, whether it is the monetary cost, taking time off work. So this is sometimes a first good step before getting that colonoscopy.
A lot of people go out and get a flu shot. Michelle, this is perhaps the only visit that they have with a healthcare provider all year?
Oftentimes people come in, this is what they do, they think that'll cover them for the year, and this is a great opportunity to give them one more opportunity for a screening for something else that's really critical to their health. It'll tap them into the system, it'll help them get connected with providers, and they'll get some information about their health that they really need.
So how does this work? Someone comes in for a flu shot to the health department or at one of the flu shot clinics that the health department has throughout the county. Does everyone get the colon cancer screening kit, or is there a guideline?
There's actually some guidelines. People who are ages 50 to 75 are the ones that are eligible, and also people who aren't experiencing symptoms. So they'll be screened, pre-screened for that before we are offering them a kit. But the convenience of coming in for your flu shot, you get to take it home, you get to do the screening in the privacy of your own home, is a wonderful opportunity.
Getting a flu shot is one of those things that healthcare providers really stress is very important. The flu is not something you want to mess around with.
No, it's much more serious than people think. So we offer flu shots 8 to 4:30 every day at the Jackson County Health Department, Monday through Thursday. I don't know if the community is fully aware, but we are closed on Friday. So you don't have to schedule. You can come on in, and you don't have to schedule to pick up your screening for the FIT test as well.
Caleb, though we talk about how serious the flu is every year, we also talk about the seriousness of colon cancer and the opportunity that you have to catch it early, and that makes the outcome so much different.
Correct, Jennifer. Colon cancer is the second leading cancer death in the nation, but because of colonoscopy and other screenings, it is one of the most preventable cancers there are. And as we were discussing earlier, Illinois ranks number 44 out of 50 states as the lowest colon cancer screening rates. So there's a lot of opportunity for improvement and better outcomes in Illinois.
We've talked in the past about the reluctance to talk to your doctor about a colon cancer screening. Once you reach a certain age, though, 50 is that age, should doctors just be saying, okay, it's time to have this test?
Absolutely. A strong or high quality provider recommendation is always one of the most reasons why a patient gets any sort of screening, whether it's mammography or not related to cancer at all. So if you have no family history and you're not experiencing symptoms, then absolutely your healthcare provider should be recommending some sort of colon cancer screening, whether it is colonoscopy or a stool test that you can do at your home starting at the age of 50.
Sure. Michelle, we touched on it a little bit in terms of the importance of getting a flu shot. A lot of people were maybe surprised last year. The flu shot didn't cover every strain. How confident are health departments and healthcare providers that this year's vaccine is going to cover the bases?
We're relatively confident that it'll be more effective than last year's. Every year, it's almost a guessing game. They have to figure out what the formula is, what they expect to see out in the community. Last year was a little bit of a rough year, but we expect it to be better this year.
For people who are still reluctant to get that flu shot, can you talk about the benefits, not just to the person who receives the vaccine, but for other members of the population?
Now, a lot of people think that they're healthy and they're pretty resistant to some transmittable diseases such as the flu, but if you think about your loved ones, if you think about children and elderly in the community, you interact with them and you might be carrying something and you could share it with them. So the flu shot is important for everybody to have.
And you can get more information on this by going to the Jackson County Public Health Department's website. It's jchdonline.org. You can also call the Public Health Department. This is happening in several areas throughout the region. So contact your local Public Health Department or your healthcare provider for more information. Michelle and Caleb, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.